USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration may temporarily block American citizens from returning to the United States if they have or are suspected of having coronavirus. Rules are already in place to ban foreign nationals from entering the country, but a draft proposal would add U.S. citizens and permanent legal residents to that list. Also at yesterday's COVID-19 briefing, President Trump commented on the prospect of a Joe Biden victory in November's White House election.
It will destroy our country. We will go into a depression. We will put on regulation. We will double and triple taxes.
Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best is resigning her position after the city council voted to defund the police department and cut 100 officers' jobs from the force. Best saying her resignation will take effect on the 2nd of September. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Connecticut voters are ready to cast ballots today in the nation's final presidential primary, but there are problems. It was already moved from April because of the pandemic, and there are now challenges because many polling places remain without power over a week after Tropical Storm Isaias hit the mainland. A strong line of very windy thunderstorms called a derecho blasted across the Midwest yesterday, knocking out power to tens of thousands and leaving behind a trail of damage, though nobody was injured. The U.S. Secret Service says a 51-year-old man approached a uniformed officer near the White House yesterday afternoon and told him he had a weapon. When the suspect ran towards the officer and took something out of his clothing, the officer shot him. The suspect is now in critical condition. President Trump thanking the Secret Service for the job it did in this case.
Very, very professional people that do a fantastic job, as you know.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump now wants to delay the G7 economic summit until after November's election. It was supposed to be in September after it was originally scheduled for June. Trump is this year's host, and he told reporters yesterday that he hasn't formally invited leaders, but said he would invite Russian President Vladimir Putin because he is, quote, an important factor. A new study shows a strong connection between cannabis use in pregnant women and autism in their babies, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
The risk of autism may be greater in babies born to women who use marijuana during pregnancy, according to a new study published in Nature Medicine. In an analysis of data from more than 500,000 Canadian mothers and their children, researchers found a 50% increase in autism spectrum disorder in kids whose mother used cannabis while pregnant. While it's known that substance use in pregnant women can affect a fetus's neurodevelopment, the question of whether cannabis use is a risk factor in autism has not been thoroughly investigated until now, according to Johns Hopkins University. The children were followed for an average of 7 years, during which 7,125 children were diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder.
And actor Antonio Banderas, yesterday on his 60th birthday, announced on Instagram that he has coronavirus. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.